Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
SWAT called in during Newcastle standoff. Man arrested after hours-long standoff. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Newcastle man is in custody after a four-hour standoff that required a SWAT team from Campbell County. According to Cowboy State Daily, police say 40-year-old Brandon Seuss barricaded himself inside a home on West Railroad Street earlier this week while officers attempted to serve a parole violation warrant. According to the Newcastle Police Department, officers say Seuss was inside the home and discovered he had locked himself in an upstairs storage space. He repeatedly refused to come out and told officers he had a firearm. Law enforcement secured the scene and attempted to negotiate, but Seuss remained noncompliant. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office SWAT team was called in to assist, bringing specialized equipment and tactical support. After several hours, SWAT officers used ballistic shields to breach the room and take Seuss into custody without injury. Authorities say no firearm was found after his arrest. In addition to his original warrant, Seuss now faces new charges, including felony interference with a peace officer. Officials say the situation ended safely with no injuries to law enforcement or the suspect. Wyoming pushes back on Colorado River cuts as drought deepens. Wyoming and other Colorado River Basin states are pushing back against calls for deeper water cuts as negotiations over the river's future grows increasingly tense. According to Wildfile, officials from Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico say they can't commit to reductions beyond what nature is already forcing, pointing to ongoing drought and declining snowpack. Wyoming State Engineer Brandon Gebhardt says water users in the region are already facing what's known as hydrologic shortage, meaning if the water isn't there, it simply can't be used. The debate comes as states work to update the Colorado River Drought Agreement, which affects about 40 million people across the West. Lower basin states like California, Arizona, and Nevada argue they're already taking significant cuts and want upper basin states to do more. But upper basin leaders say they're dealing with shrinking supplies driven by climate and can't reduce what doesn't exist. This year's outlook is especially concerning with snowpack levels in parts of the region well below normal and runoff expected to be among the lowest on record. If no agreement is reached, federal officials could step in, raising the possibility of legal battles over water rights across the West. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.